We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
I'm going to read a few texts.
All right.
Before we do a special.
Yes.
Installment of the movie's reviews.
It's really short. You don't have to give them too much time, just a couple minutes.
How much time do you need? Tell me
just
what
time. Just a
couple
minutes. Like, just a couple minutes.
Do you think like 3 minutes?
Like 9:20 or?
Yeah, 9:20, 9:22, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. 9:20, we'll call it.
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
In case you have a question.
Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff you guys had to say today. My four-year-old is digging the booger talk.
Oh, great. Four-year-olds
said,
love that.
They should make booger soup.
Oh,
gross.
Sure.
I was picking my nose while you were reading that story, says 559.
All right. Thanks for sharing.
Sometimes, 510, sometimes when my nails grow too long, I'll cut them just to pick my nose right.
Yeah.
I'm a female, and I don't care if people look. Everyone does it, but I usually do it behind closed doors.
Well, you know, you don't want to be caught with your finger two knuckles deep up your... Right.
Does driving in your car count as closed doors?
Sure.
Okay,
yes.
No.
Pick in your car.
Is that where you...
Don't do it.
415 says,
well,
I almost barfed. Steaks. Ew.
Yeah. Benny treats them like steak. What am I supposed to say?
707 says, super, super exclusive with lots of celebrities. That's Martis?
Martis Camp.
Martis Camp.
Oh.
Martis is full. Martis Camp is full of custom homes. It's a gated town, essentially.
Yeah. With its own ski lift right
into
north.
Sounds pretty good. 760 says, Charlie XCX boob fell out at the first show, first song.
Yeah. She was like, oh, no, I'm so
everybody
sorry.
Everybody knows?
Yeah.
Did everybody get
it? I saw a report on it.
Yeah, we
she
looked.
She was apologizing for it.
No pictures, though, huh?
No pictures.
How's that?
I don't know how that's possible.
It's an audience full of women. Of course no one got that photo.
It must be. Oh, the poor girl. Quick, put your phone away.
Did she have to apologize?
She did apologize. She was like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean for my boob to pop out.
Yeah.
And everyone went, oh, we accept your apology. And then quickly looked to see if they could find a shot of it.
650 says, hey, guys, can I send some extra love to Bryn this morning? He makes me laugh every time he adds his commentary to the discussion, especially when I hear his uncontrolled... When I hear that his uncontrolled laughter come through Vinny's mic. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank Brynny you.
Boy.
Oh, Brynny.
Thank you so much,
Vinny. You're so great.
My
ding, ding, shame.
408 says, Vinny, have you watched the WSL Founders Cup? Kelly Slater's surf farm is crazy. Would you surf there? I would. So
what is this?
There's a place. Do you know where Lemoore, California is?
Sure.
You
Lemoore?
Do?
I do.
Where's
okay.
that?
Going, I would... Pass it going down to Visalia when I drove down there. So Central Valley.
Many of
area.
You know the name oh. Kelly Slater. He's perhaps the world's best surfer of all time, greatest of all time.
Well, even if he isn't, he's one of the best known. Like,
right.
That's one name I could pull from.
No,
the
and he's
world.
Won, I think, 11 world championships. He's the best. So he, I guess, invested some of his money in this wave pool technology, and it's in Lemoore, California, and it looks like two farmers' irrigation pits. Like, they're just water in the middle of a farmland.
Okay.
But what they've come up with will likely be used at the Olympics in 2020. Like, it's unbelievable, this wave they've created there.
Oh.
And so they just had a contest where they sort of put it on display, and the world's best went and competed as countries.
How long is this wave?
It's a
is
long
it...
ride, and it's oh. and it breaks like a real wave. It's unbelievable. And yes, I've already written them an email saying I would love to.
Oh,
please! What does it cost, or how do we do this? So I don't think I'll get to, but the technology is amazing,
and they can make it probably as big as you can handle.
I don't think they've gotten it to the point where they can make a 20-foot wave, but it's a head-high wave that breaks.
No, but I'm saying they can. You know, if you're kind of a beginner
oh,
and
sure.
you were on it, I'm sure they could make it a little puny wave.
But for the purpose of the Olympics, now it takes it from there's no waves coming. Everybody's just sitting there to everyone gets the perfect same wave, same course, just like snowboarding.
Oh, interesting.
Which could really be pretty neat.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So yeah, I have seen that, and yes, I do want to go. Badly. Farrah Fawcett died the same day as Michael Jackson. His death overshadowed hers.
That is true. That's I totally forgot about that. He seems like he's been dead a lot longer than her. I guess they haven't spent that much time thinking about her death because of Michael Jackson.
Right.
It's true. It was all about Michael.
Well, and she was sick for a long time, too. She had cancer.
Colorectal cancer.
Anal cancer.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
I wasn't going to say ass cancer, but you know, if you're going to say it.
That sucks. Vin, can you send me that TED Talk? I can't send it to everybody, but I guess I could post it on
Facebook or something.
Facebook. Yeah. I'll do that.
Why are you standing up smiling, Bren?
Nothing.
Right.
What did you just do?
Anticipating this movie review.
Oh, you're working
on you
the
got
intro.
An intro.
I see.
Oh, sweet. Right. This should be fun.
Of course I do.
So I should break like three minutes sooner than the 4 minutes we're giving him so you can get the intro in?
The intro is actually the review. So just wait for it.
Goodness.
What?
What?
What's going on?
Is this something up?
831 says zipper.
Zipper.
You texted the wrong place, buddy.
Got that ready?
Put that
in the intro.
Yeah. That's a code word from 2 hours ago. It's no longer any use.
707 says, on the topic of life's moments and one of those being told I love you for the first time in a relationship, what is the length of time when not hearing I love you from your partner becomes concerning? This is a little bad advice here, it looks like, on our main show.
Well, some people have a hard time saying I love you, and it might never be a concern. Like, they show you that they love you. If you're a person that needs to hear it, I would say, you know, if a couple of weeks go by and you're consistently saying I love you and they're going, thanks.
Weeks?
Yeah. You know, I'd be like, oh.
Weeks?
Sure. Weeks. I would need to hear. If I was saying it for a few weeks and I wasn't hearing it back, I'd be like, all right, so this is not going to work out. I'm going to need to hear I love you a little more than hearing
it. If I didn't hear it in one day, I'd be all, what's up?
Well, you're used
to it. Well, but wait, okay.
You are a magic moment.
I'm confused. So, but you're not saying you say I love you in the first day. You're saying,
oh, no.
How many weeks into a relationship before?
Oh, no, I was saying how many weeks after the point where I actually say I love you, am I going to need an I love you back?
Right.
I thought that was the question they
Me
were
too.
Asking.
What is the length of time when not hearing I love you from your partner becomes concerning? I'm assuming that means they haven't said it to each other yet. And I would,
or that they're way into their relationship and they haven't heard it for a long time.
That's what I thought, and they haven't heard it from a long time. Like, if a day goes by and I don't hear that,
I want to hear that every day. I need to feel loved and be told that I am loved.
You hear that every day?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. You do?
Absolutely.
All right.
First thing in the morning.
All right.
How's my family?
Yeah.
I love you.
How's my girls? I love you, girls. You girls are my world.
Aww.
Is that lint in the corner?
Because we're going to have to get that before I can proceed. It's a big distraction for me.
I'm going to get the vacuum.
Sometimes he'll come in, and if the closet door is open, he goes, how could you sleep like that?
Oh, my God.
Like how could you sleep with the closet door open?
Where did Sarah post those throwback pictures Vinny mentioned? It's Yuzette.
Yeah.
Yuzette has the throwbacks.
On my
Facebook. Post them?
They're on my Facebook, but I didn't.
Post them on Instagram. I want to see them.
I'll do it right now.
They're great. This is Yuzi when... what are you, 20? 20s? Early 20s.
Something like that. Yeah.
Hot! Like listen, we met you. You were 30. You were hot. I can't even imagine how smoking you must have been when you were 20.
Hodor died? Spoiler alert, Hooman!
He didn't die. Just watch the show. We're talking about Game of Thrones, people. Game of Thrones. In a year, it's over. Actually, probably in a year, it will be over because I think it's starting mid-April. So the 6 episodes will already be over. We'll already know who's on the throne.
Oh, damn, it's time.
Oh.
When I finally got sober, I felt 10 years older, but it was something to do. Oh, great.
You guys are good.
Yeah. Scratch, 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 scratch. Come on, let's go for it.
Oh, thank God. Cool, man.
Oh, my God.
Is that it?
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone. Real...
And human.
All right, there was a musical that was in town called Head Over Heels, and it was produced by Gwyneth Paltrow, and it was directed by this guy named Michael Meyer. He directed American Idiot, the Green Day musical, and Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, so he has some good ones under his
belt.
This
guy's legit. Gwyneth is legit. Everyone's legit.
It's based on the music of the Go-Go's.
Yeah, so the plot is it's a love story, and then it morphs into cross-dressing, so think about Tootsie. And then it gets less and less straight and ends up with a series of same-sex marriages and gender, you know, neutralness and so much forward-thinking themes, I guess.
All right.
But the musical doesn't work, and it doesn't work because the dialogue is set in Shakespearean talk. And that dialogue with the Go-Go's musical, it doesn't mesh. So it didn't, in my small non-musical background, you know, experience, I never felt like, oh, this is coming together. I just kept thinking, oh, a Go-Go song I know and a bunch of dialogue I don't understand. You know, people, you can tell when laughter is genuine and when it's forced. And there was, I guess, a couple funny lines, but people were laughing over everything. And I'm like, it's not that witty. It's okay. It's C minus okay.
Oh.
But, and then, you know, unless you really know the Go-Go's, they show some really deep cuts. So I don't think this is a, it's like not even in my top 20 musicals. Gwyneth was there. That was really cool. If you can see Gwyneth.
See her in town?
Yeah, she was in town.
Shame.
But I can't recommend this, and I don't even think it's right for kids. I don't know if kids would, like, it's appropriate, you know. There's a lot of adult themes. So
it's a stinker, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it wasn't the best. I'll just give it a generous 2 Persian rugs.
Oh, 2.
It should really be 1, but I like the cast was really good.
Would me or Vinny have liked it?
Vinny, absolutely not. Vinny, this is, in your mind, would have been worse than Riverdance. Like, and your kid would have been confused.
I'm super sad to hear that because I actually think the Go-Go's are one of the great chick bands.
Sure.
One of the great bands in general, but the fact that they were, it's an all-female band and they wrote their own songs.
And they really did the performances.
And, right. I love it. And I loved them. And I loved that album and that time. I really listened to it. They were big.
I don't know why they said it in Shakespearean time with that dialogue. It just didn't, like, you could have said it anywhere. You could have said it in the 60s or the 70s or the 50s and it would have worked.
Well, Gwyneth needs it to be highbrow, I guess.
Well, there it is. So, you know, it's fake highbrowness. But
all right, so
I'm not a musical expert, everyone. This is just a movie critic's opinion.
I would like to point out that I think the intro was longer than the review.
Yeah.
I think that's really, that's quite excellent. All right, great job, Hooman. Thank you for telling us about this play that's already left town. Don't bother going to see it on Broadway, everybody. It's 2 Persian Carpets.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Really fun show today. You guys were on point.
On fleek.
You were super fetch today.
Oh, crying out
Stop
loud.
Trying to make fetch happen.
It's so happening.
So, Yuzi, all morning long I've been hearing about these pictures of you as a 20-year-old on Facebook.
I think just those two.
All right, let me take a look. So your aunt posted these? Oh, boy, look at Yuzi. What a little hottie.
It's just so cool. I mean, we've known Yuzi 20-whatever years. Mm-hmm. We love her, and there's pictures of her as
you know
a kid.
You look exactly the same. You've always been a hot mama.
Fatter and more wrinkles.
No.
Or wrinkles.
Just hot, period. I'm looking at the next picture down here is the one from our lunch yesterday at Pier 23. Yeah. And there you are looking just as hot.
So fun.
Yeah.
Aw, thanks, guys.
So those are on Facebook. People can...
Oh, no, you just put it on Instagram,
too. Oh, it's on Instagram?
I put one on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Your mom and your brother.
The one with my mom. I'll use the one for my grandma next week.
Oh.
So
throwback
cute.
Thursday.
Grammy.
All right, listen, guys, enjoy the day. It's going to be an absolutely gorgeous. I heard really hot this by the weekend.
Oh.
But that today is going to be another one of these just fabulous, like, high 70s.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Enjoy it if you can. Mm-hmm. Go out on your lunch break for a little walk.
And then the next time we see you, it's going to be Friday.
Oh. So wait. Just out of curiosity, does a gazebo go up at your place today, or what's the next adventure in your backyard?
Well, we dry fit some wood yesterday for a fireplace surround, and today I am going to sand I stained it all, and today I'm going to sand it and make it look aged.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful. I'll send you some pictures, Vinny.
I look forward to it.
Are you getting a gazebo?
No gazebo. We have some pergolae, but no gazebo.
God, this backyard.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be over soon. Soon.
No, it's just so darn beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
So much going on.
And a behemoth as well.
It is a behemoth. Oh, my God. Just make it be over. All right, guys. Have a great day. I'm going to go. And also, today I'm going to clean out my closets. Woo!
Yay!
I know. That's going to feel good.
Thank for Lexi.
Oh, yeah. She's got pink tickets and more words of the day.
Sure. 12K a day. We're in the middle of that. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.